Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
102 in the DMV. Yeah. Strike up the band.
I love that.
Doc, you know this.
Well, it's like old times.
I mean, we get a couple of victories. We get a victory Monday night. We get the marching band cranking it out.
Yeah.
And then we get the DOC for three full hours.
Yeah.
How are you, sir?
I'm enlightened. You know, Monday nights for the elderly elderly are not ideal.
No.
And because you got to watch the game. You know, for guys like us, the fun doesn't really start until we get home and get to watch the game and get to do it the way we want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when it becomes enlightening as to how it really broke down. And you really savor the value of just how good this young man, number five,
yeah,
not only is, but has the potential to be.
Yeah. He's just scratching the surface.
Oh, this is 10%.
Yeah. So I don't know what your impression was after going. You were on the air until what, 1 a.m., right?
Yeah.
And you had an event with the team before.
Before,
so
yeah.
I don't know what you were able to see live and how you were able to process it.
I didn't necessarily see the game until...
You go back and watch it, right?
You're glancing, you see it up, but I see the big plays,
but it's hard to tell the backside block.
I needed to see the left tackle position with both guys. I'm so
proud of
them.
Baby Bull played well.
I'm so proud of both of them.
I know.
I'm proud of the whole O-line
and
the tight ends and the backs because they give him a chance. He helps them. He's an enhancer.
Mm-hmm.
They're not garbage without him, but he turns them up so many different levels, and he takes them beyond where the average mortal can.
Yeah.
And based on what we've seen, this is like having the ugly duckling, and now you've got Prince Charles. It's just
Well, you truly are playing 11-on-11 with Jaden out there, right? With five out there, you're playing 11-on-11, and I don't care what anybody says. Of course, it helps the offense when he can scramble and move.
Yeah.
But I was having this conversation with what's his name, Lionel, on the way in. Baby Zion.
BTP?
Yeah.
Underscore.
The big time pain in the ass.
Well, no, his name was really like excited. Longfellow.
Oh, yeah.
Longfellow Tidwad. He was so excited last night. And I'm watching him.
Yeah.
And he was screaming and hollering. And I thought, tomorrow should be the most impactful show in the history of your glory career. Because he spared me. Thank God he left. So we didn't have to tolerate
it. I heard that he just left you hanging, right?
He did me a favor.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did me a favor.
Gotcha.
But it just meant that we were able to get to adult entertainment programming earlier. And it was great, but it was such a rare, it was an intimate moment, as you well know, with our fan base.
Yeah.
It's an intimacy that we have for those that have struggled. We're like a 12-step group. We've been abused.
Mm-hmm.
We've been battered. And all of a sudden, I mean, I certainly didn't pick them to win the game. I hoped they'd win. But you have to be friends, family, or under the influence. to think that they're going to go down to Cincinnati, a team that's not off to the start they'd like to have, and they get another beast back, and we can't cover a dead man, and now you're going to get two All-Pros coming in there? You either had to be friends and family or suicidal.
Yeah. To think that they were going
to
win outright.
Win the game. Right. Yeah. So I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
And then you start watching this thing, and I go, well, I'll be doggone. And then they come out and Burrow, boop. And I'm not saying still, this is going to be fine. You can't cover it. Nobody can.
Yeah.
I'm watching this thing. You said, you know what? We're not the bad news Bears. We're definitely not. And I'm not trying to mess with you. But this ain't Ron's group. This is a whole different level of trained athletes that are coming out. And I go, we got a puncher's chance. And all of a sudden, you know, boom, you got shot.
Yeah. I mean, it was a precision-like performance, quite honestly, from the Commanders' offense, not from the Cincinnati offense. Even though the Cincinnati offense did plenty of good and plenty of things right and made the Washington defense at times look very, very bad.
Yeah.
It was not, and we'll get into this later on, it was not just a Jaden Daniels and an offensive party.
Oh, no, it was 11 heroes.
Well, not only that, but I mean, the defense, again, like, say whatever you want. They were not good, but they were good in a couple of spots that they had to be in the first half to turn potential touchdowns into field goals and even one missed field goal from Evan McPherson, who's normally very good, and missed one. So we'll get more into that and how that all happened. 38-33, the Commanders win, Doc. They improved to 2-1. They've already traveled to Arizona, where they will set up shop. They will be practicing at Arizona State University. That's not because they won last night or just something that was decided yesterday or a couple of days ago. This has been in the works for a couple of weeks. The whole operation is shifting out there, and this would have never happened, and it didn't happen. You remember, we were on a couple of those, like, late Monday night in Dallas,
4 or 5
road trips, get back 4 or 5 a.m., and then have to travel. Now, the difference would be, I don't think we ever traveled to the West Coast on the back end of a road Monday night or road Sunday like they have to. Now, it's not the West Coast, but it is Phoenix, Arizona. I mean, it's pretty damn close to the West Coast. It's a long flight, and the team's already out there, and they're going to practice where? At Jaden's first football home. In college, at least, at Arizona State University before playing Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals in what amounts to be, hey, a return for Cliff Kingsbury to where he was the head coach for 4 years. And, man, let me tell you something, and that's where I wanted to start with you today, Doc. If Cliff Kingsbury puts on another show, if he puts on another masterpiece,
he was impressive
on Sunday in Arizona in his return to, again, his former NFL home and against who I derisively call Baby Kyler, who he feuded with, who he had major problems with.
Well, yeah, he was very young and very immature.
Yes, absolutely. But if he puts on another show,
but he's very talented.
Like, people are starting to go, oh, hey, Cliff Kingsbury can coach. Cliff Kingsbury can coach. Wow, maybe we should have hired him as an offensive coach. Cliff Kingsbury might not make it to the end of the year. Somebody might try and hire him as a head coach midway through the year if he continues to diagram and draw performances.
Night.
Yes.
Well, that was
but
impressive.
Even against the Giants, he was really, really, really good. They just didn't execute in the red zone.
He's had people open. Oh, and I'll tell you what, McCaffrey, if he were stock right now, that's who I'd buy.
Love that.
He is.
Yeah.
And reminds me of trash man, Nick Giaquino.
You mentioned that last week, right?
Always open.
Yeah.
Efficient. Yeah. Tough. Smart. Does everything you need. He's a football player. But he's also, you underestimate him and the band's playing because he's a baller. And he don't look the part. Soon as the game starts, he ain't nothing but that dude.
Doc, he was open a couple of times. I think we discussed
this.
He was open a couple of times against the Giants. They missed him. And then last night on that first drive, right? You're down 7-0. It's about as bad of a start as you can get, right? I mean, Ja'Marr Chase is wide open, touchdown, easy. We'll discuss what happened on that play, all that, you know.
Oh, we'll get into all that. 10 out of 10 times.
But to answer back the way they did, and for Dan Quinn to say, you know what? We know we need points, obviously. We're facing a 4th-and-2 on the Cincinnati 32. They could have easily kicked a 49-yard field goal. And I see easily. I mean, that is pretty easy in today's game, right? And Austin Seibert had been 7 of 7.
He's unbelievable.
Last week. So you'd think, we can settle for 3. You know, take the points, what have you. Get on the board. Play it safe. Dan says, uh-uh. Screw that. And the play was basically a diagonal cross from Luke McCaffrey left to right, where he's kind of going on an angle, like almost like a scissor type of path, if you will. But what I loved about that play, and I don't know if you were able to catch this on the replay or whatever, mm-hmm. because it's hard to see unless you're really locked in on Luke mm-hmm. McCaffrey's route, is he's open in the first window that he runs to, mm-hmm. right off the snap and right off the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. And Jaden doesn't get
it
to him.
Right.
I think Jaden saw it, but for whatever reason, he didn't pull the trigger, which has been a little bit of a problem for Jaden.
Several times.
Okay, not only last night, but in the first 3 games. We'll
Absolutely.
Get to that. Mm-hmm. But then the second window, Luke McCaffrey just keeps running on that diagonal, doesn't stop, doesn't slow down, doesn't get frustrated, doesn't run himself out of the plate, doesn't get picked, doesn't whatever, and he's wide open for 30 yards and almost gets the touchdown inside the 2-yard line. I mean, first of all, the decision by Dan Quinn, the play call by Cliff Kingsbury, the design, I suppose, by Kingsbury. Obviously, Jaden, again, not feeling comfortable or not seeing it in the first window, but then staying with it and scanning the field. And Luke McCaffrey to not like get frustrated or give up or run himself out of the play, and then to turn up the jets and get another 20-ish yards after the catch, whatever it was, just big-time stuff. I mean, this is everything that we have not had in this offense since Kirk Cousins was here. And really, you know, you'd say 2015, but that's not fair. 2016, he threw for almost 5,000 yards with Pierre and Deshaun.
And Jay.
And Jay was banged up a little bit that year, but he was still, like, a contributor. Jamison Crowder as well.
Oh, yeah. I would say with Gruden.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
See,
with Jay Gruden. I thought you were talking about Jordan.
No, Jay Gruden's a different
and
level.
And by the way,
person.
We'll have Jay at 3 o'clock, yeah, Jay Gruden, he, today at 3 o'clock. Because,
and that'll be a treat because for him to, and I was with Jordan Reed last night, and that's the last time I've really seen this level of offense mm-hmm. to where we're in attack mode.
Yeah.
And when we got the ball, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And you don't know who the hell's going to slit your throat.
Mm-hmm.
This is a multi-tiered offense, still in so early development. This is the third game. We got a lot we can do better and get better at. But the O-line, and forgive me for taking this damn long to mention you, we got some nasty critters up front, and they're fighting, and they're only going to get better. Everybody's going to get better if they utilize this week. This is that pivotal week that you have to be adults. You're in Arizona, away from home. This is a mini camp, training camp extension. You can clean up some things. If they go in total focus mode, easy for me to say, you're on Sun Devil campus. You been there?
I have not, Doc. Dude, I mean, I've seen games, Sun obviously, City. When the Cardinals used to play there.
It's Georgetown on steroids. Mm. And I'm telling you, if they can lock down and be focused and really respect what the Cardinals are capable of doing to them, because they're just like playing the Bengals again.
Mm-hmm.
Lethal where you're weakest, and that is air game.
Yeah.
With
Marvin
a monster
Harrison Jr. Sure.
And quarterback. And he's better than Burrow. Yeah. In this, they're different. He's mobile freak.
Yeah.
If you think Jayton's smoke, wait till you see this.
Kyler's
freak.
Gonna make you chase him. Remember what happened in week one.
With Baker.
When they were able to generate the pressure and get Baker on the move and flush Baker out.
Couldn't get him.
And they couldn't close the back door. Well, and if you think Kyler Murray's not going to, run away from that and spin all over the place and then stop on a dime
and
throw a rocket
as
you're, I mean, we'll get to the Arizona stuff later. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a really, really tough game, even though everybody's sky high. Today, is more about tonight. You mentioned the offensive line, right?
Yes.
So I just wanted to run this past you. Whatever you think about PFF is whatever you think about PFF.
That's all great. I mean, it's all good.
Yeah. I mean, obviously,
somebody's got to lead the blind.
Yeah. Trent Scott got a really high grade because he played one snap and he scored a touchdown, which we're going to get to. Mm-hmm. But from the regular offensive lineman, how about this? Andrew Wiley was the top graded offensive lineman for the Commanders. I didn't think he was tremendous, but I thought he was fine outside of one switch with, I always want to call him Brandon Schiff, and I don't know why, Cosmi, who was on the show on Friday. Really good spot. If you miss Sam Cosmi, it's available on the team980.com or still on the Odyssey app. So Cornelius Lucas was number two. Wiley was number one. 78.2 out of 100 for Wiley. 72.1 out of Lucas on 29 snaps. About half and half pass block, run block. Sam Cosmi was number three, 71.3. Nick Allegretti was number four at 61.8, despite sealing the Austin Eckler touchdown and providing that lane. Despite the fumble recovery, Allegretti comes in a little bit lower than I would have thought, but an 87.8 out of 100 pass blocking grade. Okay, for Nick Allegretti, who's been really, 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 really,
big banger.
Really,
I call
good.
Him big banger, and, like Trey Johnson.
Yeah, and Brandon Coleman, outside of the one sack that he gave up to Trey Hendrickson, and he did give up a sack.
That was late, too.
It was. And Trey Hendrickson is a hell of a pass rusher. Outside of
ferocious.
That, I thought, personally,
I didn't know he played.
I thought Brandon Coleman played pretty well, and yet he's the lowest graded offensive lineman on the Washington Commanders, having played 29 snaps, a 55.2 overall, and mid-50s on run and pass block. Now, listen, I'm not here to trumpet PFF as they know all, and they're perfect
Better than nothing.
That stuff, but that is a little surprising to me based on what I saw with my eyes and my feel. Maybe I'll, when I can slow everything down a little bit more, maybe I'll see more stuff that I didn't like, but I thought Brandon Coleman acquitted himself pretty well, and of course the rest of the offensive line. And how about the block by Biotish on, I guess it was like the third attempt to rush in the touchdown of Robinson on the first drive after the penalty, after the one stop.
Yeah.
Biotish just blows apart somebody, and Robinson just waltzes right in like,
Yeah, it was a seal.
Yeah.
But the Bengals are really good in their interior, and most good teams are strong within their interior. But I just am so proud of our tackles. Because the question mark was both right and left tackles.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not even a question right now. So for Trent, the consistency is what we questioned. Coach from New York, oh my God, they were a disaster. You're in the third game now, and your prize jewel, number five, is okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the pocket. I don't want him to get that blindside, perfect no-hitter ear hole. Everything he can see coming, he's going to be fine.
Yeah. Bobby Johnson has done a pretty good job. Now, I will say this. Mm. you know, remember how PFF grades. They don't grade just on sacks allowed or pressure allowed. They they grade and they determine, okay, was that Jaden Daniels' fault or was that Andrew Wiley's fault or Brandon Coleman's
fault? And
that's
smart.
And what have you, right? Because
that's a good analytic.
I've learned throughout the years of covering this organization in various different, you know, when I was on the beat and you were on the sideline and you know, we worked together and travel all over, you know how those offensive linemen felt privately. Now, they couldn't say a lot of things publicly, but how they felt privately. About the whole Robert deal when people would say, oh, it's the offensive line, You know, in this case, I think Jaden certainly has been responsible for some of the sacks. But, like, to keep him almost totally clean for the most part last night, I mean, he did take the hard lick on the Terry McLaurin touchdown. He did take another hard lick on a scramble to the right as he's kind of going down. But, hell, Jaden slid after faking out the Bengal defender and leaving him with his jock strap and his ankle.
Awesome.
I mean, there were so many good things that happened last night.
In game three, I might add.
In game three.
Let's keep that up out there.
To score 38 points on the road against a desperate team. Make no mistake about it. Everybody knows, Doc, when you go 0-3, and maybe it's a little bit different now that you play 17.
No, you're right.
When you go 0-3 and you're at home. Oh. Man, there is a sense of urgency, and they got it. They got a good stiff punch to start, and you thought, oh, boy. And they countered right back immediately on that first drive, and then they never let their foot off the gas pedal. Mm-hmm. So much so that they scored on every drive, excluding kneel downs, in the last two games they haven't punted. Jaden obviously has an enormously high completion percentage. Mm-hmm. We'll give you all the superlatives as we come back, but the bottom line is, it was not just Jaden Daniels' coming out party. It was everyone's coming out party. But Jaden obviously is the creme de la creme right now and is the icing, if you will, on the cake because it appears that the Washington Commanders finally have themselves a quarterback.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.